I'm Aiden Gomez, and I'm your guide as we navigate the enormous waves of strategic and technological information that are, well, they're currently transforming the U.S. public sector landscape.
And I'm Nikki Frost, ready to synthesize those complex strategic sources, connect the dots, and, you know, pull out the actionable intelligence you need to really understand this market shift.
Today, we are embarking on an exhaustive, highly detailed deep dive into a central question of federal technology strategy and, frankly, a mission-critical imperative.
The question being, why U.S. public sector agencies should adopt Cohere to meet initiatives, mandates, and mission requirements to secure and accelerate speed to mission.
And this deep dive is just so necessary because the environment, it's fundamentally changed.
It really has.
Yeah.
We are past the window where agencies were just, you know, playing around with generative AI to see what it could do.
Right. That era of what the sources are calling unconstrained experimentation.
It's over. We are now firmly in a period of rigorous mission-aligned deployment.
So this isn't just about selling a piece of software anymore.
Not at all. It's about establishing the foundational, sovereign infrastructure the government absolutely must rely on.
That sets the stage perfectly for this core market shift we're seeing. The sources lay out this foundational truth right away.
Which is that agencies are no longer just asking for, quote, generative capabilities.
No, they are actively soliciting sovereign intelligence infrastructure. So what does that really mean for a vendor trying to sell into this space?
It means the rules of the game have been elevated, really, to national security standards. If you are building sovereign intelligence infrastructure, your systems have to rigidly adhere to three non-negotiable mandates.
And those drains.
Data residency, the ability to operate in completely disconnected environments, and critically verifiable truthfulness.
And this isn't a nice to have.
Oh, no. It's a requirement. It's written into policy. It's written into RFPs.
And that verifiable truthfulness, like you mentioned, that seems to be the linchpin that fundamentally divides the market.
It is. We've seen the prevailing market just dominated by these consumer-focused hyperscalers and their models. Well, they were designed for creativity and web search.
Which has created what the sources refer to as a pretty clear capability security gap in the public sector.
Exactly. And let's talk about that gap for a second. It exists because the commercial models, they just weren't built with government constraints in mind.
They were built for convenience, for speed.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, but I want to challenge that immediately. If you have Microsoft and Amazon with these vast government clouds, Azure Government, AWS GovCloud, aren't they already solving the data residency and the air gap problem?
That's a crucial question.
I mean, why is their approach relying on these public cloud-tethered black box models so existentially incompatible with, say, a classified secret or top secret environment?
It's a great question, and it really gets to the heart of operational risk versus, let's call it, theoretical residency. When we talk about classified environments, we're often talking about IL6 workloads, impact level 6.
A highest classification level for clients.
The highest. It requires strict controls that go way beyond even FedRAMP high. So even if a model is hosted in a private government cloud partition, if that model itself is constantly calling back to some central API managed by the vendor.
Or if the model weights aren't physically contained and controlled by the agency itself.
You lose something non-negotiable. And that's operational continuity in a contested environment.
So the incompatibility is less about where the data rests and more about where the system functions.
And who controls the underlying logic? Precisely. If you're operating a black box model, you lose three things that defense and intel professionals just cannot compromise on.
Okay.
Control over the model's behavior, the audibility of its entire process, and most critically, operational continuity when connectivity is denied. The data absolutely cannot rely on external connectivity for mission success.
So that's the strategic imperative for Cohere, then.
It is. It's to position its enterprise AI suite. We're talking Command R+, re-rank, and embed, not just as some viable private alternative, but as the foundational architecture for what we should be explicitly calling sovereign agency intelligence.
Built for sovereignty from the ground up.
Exactly.
That's a powerful statement. Okay, let's unpack this by tying it directly to the source material. The new Cohere public sector account executive doesn't just need a compelling product pitch.
No, they need to align that pitch directly with the binding policy directives that control agency funding and authorization.
Which brings us to the core of the regulatory imperative, why mandates drive adoption.
Absolutely. The policy environment right now, it's a minefield. It's defined by this tension between the pressure to adopt AI and the statutory requirement to manage the risk of it.
So you have to show that Cohere is a shield against risk, not a generator of it.
Precisely. And the first and arguably most powerful directive driving adoption in the civilian sector is OMB M2410.
Ugh, the famous OMB M2410, the Truth and Verification Mandate. For those who haven't, you know, read the full 30-page memorandum, what does it actually instruct? And why is it such a direct existential challenge to those generic hallucination-prone models that dominated the last few years?
M2410, or Advancing Governance, Innovation, and Risk Management for Agency Use of Artificial Intelligence, it's basically the operational instruction manual for every single federal agency.
The rulebook.
It mandates that agencies implement human oversight and robust verification mechanisms for any AI use case that impacts citizen rights, safety, or substantial due process.
So anything high stakes. Determining a veteran's disability payment, an immigrant's asylum claim.
An enforcement action.
No.
If the AI is involved, the agency must be able to trace the output.
And this is where the legal exposure comes into play, isn't it?
It is. If an AI makes a bad decision or a biased decision that impacts an asylum seeker's rights or a citizen's benefits, the agency is legally liable.
And the general counsel or the chief AI officer, the CAIO, they have to sign an authority to operate an ATO package, taking on that risk.
They do. And they cannot approve a system that is fundamentally untrustworthy. That legal risk is massive, and, you know, it's personal for the people signing those documents.
Imagine being an asylum adjudicator at USCIS.
Exactly. You're facing a massive backlog. You use an AI to summarize a 500-page country condition report and a 100-page affidavit to draft a memo. If that AI hallucinates a key fact, say, the name of a specific oppressive regime or a law governing persecution.
And that lie leads to a denial of the claim.
The agency is vulnerable to expensive, time-consuming litigation under the Administrative Procedure Act.
Then this is really where Cohere's engineering comes in to solve a specific compliance problem. It makes it not just a better model, but a legally safer model.
Exactly. Command R Plus was engineered for Retrieval Augmented Generation, or RAG. It directly addresses this compliance hurdle by providing granular citations alongside the generated text.
So it shows its work.
It shows its work. This means that decision makers, from those asylum adjudicators at USCIS to intelligence analysts at the NGA, can instantly verify the provenance of every single claim the model makes.
And just click the citation.
And it takes them directly to the paragraph in the authoritative agency document that was provided to the model.
So it turns a feature RAG into a legal requirement. It's not just a nice way to improve accuracy.
It's a necessary mechanism for legal defense. It is the difference between a compliant AI solution that mitigates liability and one that is a massive legal risk.
The pitch here seems pretty powerful and concise, then.
It is. Cohere is the only frontier model that is compliance native for RAG. It takes the risk management burden off the CAIO's desk by providing that traceability right out of the box. It satisfies M2410's highest scrutiny requirements.
Okay, that covers the compliance angle for civilian agencies dealing with these sensitive public-facing issues. But I can hear a defense analyst listening right now saying, compliance is nice, but if the system dies in a fight, it's useless.
A very fair point.
How do we bridge that gap to the national security strategy? This brings us to the second pillar, the sovereign and disconnected imperative.
That gap is critical, and it represents perhaps the largest competitive moat Cohere has in the defense space. The DoD's entire strategy is heavily reliant on CJDC2.
Combined Joint All-Domain Command and Control.
Right. And the core requirement of CJDC2 is decentralization and processing data at the tactical edge.
Which means on ships, on drones, in ground stations, at forward operating bases, places where internet connectivity isn't a luxury, it's often a vulnerability.
In fact, it's worse than just intermittent connectivity. Connectivity is often actively denied or suppressed, especially when a command is operating under a mission control, or MMCON.
Mandatory radio silence.
Mandatory radio silence to prevent detection by adversaries. The source material makes this point vividly. An aircraft carrier operating under MCON in a contested zone cannot query a model hosted in US East 1 or any other public cloud region.
That reliance on connection introduces latency.
And in warfighting, latency is lethality. If an analyst waits 30 seconds for a crucial intelligence summary, the target is gone.
So if the incumbent hyperscalers are pushing these cloud-tethered solutions, even inside their private government clouds, they are fundamentally incompatible with the DoD's most critical operational requirements.
Fundamentally incompatible, yes. Mm. Especially impact level 6. Their architecture is designed for scale and convenience, not for total operational resilience.
So what's the contrast with Cohere?
Cohere's architecture, by stark contrast, supports air-gapped and disconnected deployments. This isn't some theoretical capability. It's baked right into their structure. The models can be containerized and run entirely on local hardware.
A private cloud, a CIF.
A CIF, a forward operating base, a tactical server. It changes the entire paradigm, really. It moves from that typical commercial mantra of bring the data to the model to the necessary national security requirement of bring the model to the data.
The model is deployed right next to the sensor or the analyst.
Absolutely. And that solves the latency and lethality problem instantly.
Mm.
This air-gapped capability isn't just a feature. It is an existential requirement for the DoD. It creates a formidable competitive moat against solutions that must rely on constant cloud connection.
When the lights go out, Cohere still runs.
That's sovereignty in practice.
That's resilience.
Yeah.
And while we are talking about strategic alignment, we have to address the third critical mandate. This one is often political, but has these deep technological implications.
The Ideological Neutrality Directive.
Right.
This is the administration's focus on unbiased and truth-seeking AI,
yeah.
Explicitly warning against models that might inadvertently or maybe even purposefully inject external ideological agendas into core government work.
Which is a critical trust issue.
It is.
It's a valid concern. I mean, when the government uses an AI for something like drafting a foreign policy cable or analyzing domestic policy options, the result has to be seen as objective.
Of course.
If there's some underlying, unstated, hidden alignment that's baked into the safety guardrails, you know, developed by a consumer lab in Silicon Valley, that guardrail might conflict with the policy objectives of the U.S. government.
Exactly. The government is not interested in buying a worldview. They're interested in buying a neutral reasoning engine. And this is where Cohere's enterprise positioning aligns perfectly.
How so?
Cohere is designed as a neutral engine. It is the agency's own data, their policy documents, their regulations, their approved instructions, that dictates the model's behavior via RA and system prompts.
So Cohere isn't selling an opinion. It's selling a capability that the agency then steers using its own authorized policies and documents.
Exactly. Which is a powerful way to position it as providing objective intelligence. It avoids these massive political pitfalls.
Because if the agency's policy dictates the model's behavior, it's much easier to defend the output as objective government work based on statute.
Rather than having to defend the result of a Silicon Valley lab's internal alignment policies, which are often opaque and, frankly, frequently criticized by both sides of the aisle, the neutrality is a compliant and a political advantage.
That's a masterful breakdown of the regulatory and security landscape. So if the account executive can nail those three points, compliance with M2410, sovereignty through disconnected ops, and neutrality, they've established the compelling why.
Right.
Now, let's pivot to the what. The specific Cohere products and their value proposition, but translated into government mission terminology.
This is where we match the capability to the mission requirement using the exact language the agencies use internally.
Okay, let's start with Command R plus out, the reasoning engine. We've established its compliance edge, but what is that concise, powerful government pitch?
The pitch is the only frontier model engineered for verifiable agency truth. The mission fits are intelligence fusion, policy analysis, and adjudication.
And the reason it works is the traceability. But we need to elaborate on the mechanism here for the technically informed listener. How does Command R Plus actually isolate and present those citations? What makes it inherently more compliant than a standard open source RRAG implementation?
That's a great question, and it's in the architecture. Command R Plus isn't just generating text and then looking for a matching citation.
It's not an afterthought.
No, the RRAG capability is deeply integrated into the generation process. The model is trained to prioritize output that can be sourced directly from the providing corpus of documents.
So when the model generates a fact,
it concurrently produces a set of confidence scores tied to the chunk of text it pulled from the document. This is crucial. The output is auditable at the inference layer.
So for mission fits like intelligence fusion, that ability to trace every output back to a source document is the difference between an unverified summary and actionable auditable intelligence.
Exactly. Traceability is the product's primary value proposition here. It makes it the most trustworthy engine for high-stakes government analysis.
Okay, moving on to ReRank. This product is referred to in the sources as the gateway drug. Why is ReRank so effective, and what's its specific mission fit particularly with all those legacy systems in the federal space.
Re-rank targets a massive, pervasive, and highly technical problem: legacy data modernization. Agencies are just sitting on petabytes of unstructured data reports, emails, PDFs, investigations.
All stored in aging infrastructure like Elasticsearch or OpenSearch.
Right. They know the data is valuable, but they need to find relevant information quickly, and their current system's keyword search is failing them dramatically.
Because the old system only finds a literal match. If the analyst searches for hostile border crossings, but the document says undocumented entry maneuvers, the connection is missed entirely.
Precisely. Re-rank transforms that. The government pitch for re-rank is a direct challenge to the idea that a massive, multi-year, expensive cloud migration is the only fix.
You don't need to rebuild your infrastructure to get semantic intelligence.
You don't. Re-rank adds a semantic intelligence layer to their existing stack instantly.
Mm.
It takes the 500 potential keyword matches and re-ranks them based on semantic relevance, meaning based on the intent of the query, not just the literal words.
And the impact.
This instantly improves retrieval relevance by 50% or more with a single API call integrated into the agency's existing code. For agencies engaged in massive time-sensitive investigations, like Homeland Security investigations.
The ability to instantly find hidden connections across millions of seized documents.
It's transformative. It's a low-friction, high-impact, immediate win that proves the value of AI without demanding a budget overhaul.
That makes sense. It's a fast, demonstrable win that paves the way for deeper, more costly adoption later. Okay, next up. Embed 3 Multimodal, referred to as the digitizer.
And you know, the real secret weapon here often deals with something far less sexy than war fighting.
Paper.
You hit the nail on the head. Government still runs on paper forms, scanned records, handwritten notes. Think of the mountains of historical evidence at the National Archives, or all that VA claims paperwork.
And traditional optical character recognition, OCR, it fails to capture context.
It completely fails. It might digitize the printed text, but it completely misses the spatial and conceptual relationship between a handwritten annotation in the margin, a stamp date, and an associated image on the form.
So the government pitch has to highlight that critical multimodal capability, the ability to understand both text and image at the same time.
It absolutely must.
Yeah.
Embed 3 understands text and images together, turning these complex legacy analog documents into unified searchable vectors. This allows users to search and analyze millions of scanned PDFs, engineering blueprints, medical images, and handwritten notes as easily as if they were digital text.
This sounds mission critical for accelerating claims processing at the Veterans Benefits Administration, the VBA.
It is. Their backlogs are massive and depend on ingesting, interpreting, and correlating historical paper records with new digital data. Embed 3 is the essential tool for turning that legacy analog data into modern, searchable intelligence at scale.
And finally, we circle back to the cornerstone concept that binds all these products together and addresses that national security audience.
Air gap deployment, the sovereign shield.
The pitch here is purely and simply national security.
It is. Data sovereignty is national security. This capability applies across classified networks, CIP ARNET, JWICS, and any tactical edge environment. The value is operational assurance.
The model is brought to the data.
Whether that's in an SCIF, a private cloud, or a tactical server on a ship. This guarantees the data never leaves agency control. And because the model weights are physically contained, the mission is completely insulated from external connectivity risks, foreign surveillance, or even major global cloud outages. For IL6 workloads, this is the only path forward.
Okay, with the regulatory framework established and the product pitch clarified, we can now move to the most valuable segment for the account executive, the highest contract value opportunities, the whales.
We have to focus on defense and intelligence first. They're driven by the most critical demands for data fusion and disconnected operations.
Let's start at the top then. The Chief Digital and Artificial Intelligence Office, or CDAO.
Priority level, critical. The CBAO is the kingmaker for DoD AI. They set the enterprise standards and control the funding flow via the OpenDGR framework.
And the specific target initiative within the CDAO that controls the budget?
The AI Rapid Capabilities Cell, or AIRCC. This organization is the successor to the highly publicized Task Force LEMA. Its mandate is clear: fast-tracking GenAI deployment for warfighting and enterprise functions.
And it has a significant starting budget.
$100 million. Its mission is explicitly designed to bridge that valley of death between AI pilot projects and actual programs of record. This is Cohere's primary high-visibility entry point into the defense apparatus.
So we need to target the key persona. Who's the decision maker here, and why would Cohere's verifiable RCAR approach appeal specifically to them?
That would be Jonathan Elliott, the director of the AIRCC. And crucially, his background is steeped in testing and evaluation, or T&E.
So he's inherently skeptical of black box solutions.
Extremely. T&E personnel don't just want speed. They need verifiable, repeatable quality. This makes him highly receptive to Cohere's citation-backed RAG approach, where the quality and traceability of the output are paramount. If they can't test it and verify the source, they won't deploy it.
The core use case here sounds like enterprise knowledge management, which is inherently a compliance issue, even in the DoD.
Exactly. The DoD isn't just fighting wars. It's drowning in bureaucracy and policy documents. The use case is creating a secure DoD GPT using Command R plus and re-rank.
With the key functional requirement being that this system must answer questions only based on approved internally managed documents.
Right. Things like DoD instructions, DoDI, and joint publications.
Yeah.
Command R plus ensures traceability and prevents any controlled unclassified information, CUI, leakage that might happen if the model was querying external knowledge bases. It's an internal verifiable source of truth.
Procurement path is critical here. The account executive can't afford to get bogged down in multi-year federal acquisition lead times. How do they monetize this relationship quickly?
They cannot get bogged down. The immediate procurement action must be ensuring Cohere is listed on the Tradewinds Solutions Marketplace. This is the CDAO's dedicated, expedited procurement vehicle for AI solutions. Getting listed there bypasses traditional bureaucracy.
Okay, moving to the largest land warfare component, the United States Army's Project Linchpin, priority level, critical.
Project Linchpin is one of the most important programs of record for AI today. It's the Army's long-term strategy for building a secure AML ops or MLOps pipeline.
And its foundational philosophy is to decouple AI from software,
which directly aims to prevent vendor lock-in to specific weapon systems. They're looking for best-of-breed models that can be swapped out easily based on mission needs.
The immediate target initiative is sensor AI and tactical intelligence, specifically for deployment into the Titan ground station.
The Tactical Intelligence Targeting Access Node. This is where the rubber meets the road on disconnected operations.
This is pure air-gapped imperative.
Absolutely. Titan demands models that are computationally efficient, secure, and capable of running offline, potentially deployed close to the front lines. The key personas are Bharat Patel, the product lead, and Colonel Chris Anderson, the project manager.
And they're focusing on systems that meet their internal principles known as TORC.
Right.
So let's break that down. TORC, traceability, observability, replaceability, and consumption. Where does Cohere fit into those highly specific engineering principles?
Cohere is a perfect fit, especially on the T for traceability. The core use case is traceable intelligence analysis. Army analysts summarizing battlefield reports, processing sensor data, they cannot hallucinate enemy positions or friendly locations.
So Command R Plus provides that necessary traceability required by Linchpin's TORC framework.
Exactly. To summarize battlefield reports without generating fiction.
And there's a distinct competitive advantage here related to the size of the model.
This is critical for tactical deployment. The Army has severe constraints on equipment size, weight, and power swap. Unlike much larger competitor models, the source mentions models like GPT-4, which require massive data centers, Cohere's scalable model sizes, Command R versus the larger Command R plus COG offer a spectrum of compute.
This allows the Army to select the highest performing model that still fits the swap constraints of their tactical edge nodes.
Exactly. You can run Command R containerized on a server rack in the field, which is simply not feasible with competing models that require massive GPU clusters and constant cloud connectivity.
Okay, moving now to the intelligence community. The National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, NGA, and Project Maven, high priority.
Maven started as a DoD-wide computer vision project, but it's now a powerful NGA program of record. It's evolving into the Maven Smart System, or MSS.
And the NGA has moved beyond simply finding objects in satellite images.
Oh yeah, that's considered solved technology. The new focus is multi-infusion. This means combining visual data from satellite imagery with textual intelligence reports, signals intelligence, human intelligence chat data, all of it.
The NGA director, Vice Adam Frank Whitworth, has publicly declared 2025 the year of AI at NGA. So what is the specific Cohere use case within MSS?
Geospatial textual synthesis. This is the heart of intelligence analysis. Analysts need to pose complex natural language questions.
Like, show me all surface-to-air missile sites in Sector 4 that have shown activity coinciding with recent high-level diplomatic cables mentioning regional instability.
Exactly. The system must then synthesize data from multiple disparate sources, images, reports, database entries. Command R plus serves as the reasoning layer. It translates that natural language query into database lookups, cross-references the modalities, and then summarizes the resulting intelligence reports with verifiable citations.
This sounds like an interface play as much as a model play. A partnership path seems essential here, given Maven's history.
It is absolutely a partnership play. Palantir recently secured a massive contract expansion for Maven. They are the warfighter's interface, the cockpit.
So the Palantir AIP architecture needs an underlying LLM.
The engine block. The account executive must strengthen the alliance with Palantir's federal team. The goal is to ensure Cohere is the preferred LLM option, leveraging that sovereign air gap capability for the classified deployments Palantir handles on networks like JWICS.
Cohere needs to be the seamlessly integrated reasoning engine beneath Palantir's interface.
That's the play.
Our final defense target, bringing us back to the sea, is the United States Navy, specifically Task Force 59 and Project 33. High priority.
The Navy is pushing hard on unmanned systems and AI integration. They're addressing the pervasive problem of DIL environments, disconnected, intermittent, limited bandwidth.
Back to the ships operating far from shore for extended periods, the key persona here is Vice Adam, George Wyckoff, commander of U.S. Naval Forces Central Command.
He's driving this unmanned systems innovation.
So what's the specific maintenance use case where connectivity is a constant mission-threatening risk?
Predictive maintenance and technical support. A sailor troubleshooting a complex engine or radar system at sea often can't reach back to shore support for manuals or expert assistance because of that DIL environment.
So the solution is a locally hosted, air-gapped Cohere model.
Right. This model is trained on the ship's entire library of technical manuals, engineering schematics, and previous maintenance reports. And crucially, it uses Embed-3 multimodal because those manuals are full of complex diagrams, images, technical illustrations.
So the model acts as an instantly accessible expert assistant, translating complex technical language into simple troubleshooting steps, regardless of location.
Exactly. It summarizes maintenance records and procedures in real time, helping sailors troubleshoot complex machinery. This guarantees operational readiness, reduces repair time, and ensures the ship or unmanned system stays operational in the middle of an ocean.
Completely independent of external support or connectivity.
That resilience is invaluable.
That's a powerful argument for the defense and intelligence sector. All right, let's transition smoothly to federal civilian agencies. Here, the drivers shift pretty dramatically.
They do. We move from lethality and sovereignty to administrative burden reduction, backlog clearance, and rigid adherence to strict privacy laws like HITO and the Privacy Act.
And leading that charge is the Department of Homeland Security, or DHS, priority. Critical.
DHS is widely recognized as the most aggressive civilian adopter of Gen AI. They've got over 40 active AI use cases and a dedicated AI core hiring technical talent to manage the transformation.
The scale of the DHS mission is just staggering. Where are the highest impact use cases where Cohere can deliver immediate, politically relevant results?
We need to target two critical components. First, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS. The asylum backlog is an ongoing political and administrative crisis.
Tying up thousands of resources and lives.
And adjudicators have to synthesize country condition reports, complex legal precedents, claimant affidavits, many of which are in foreign languages, to make these life-altering decisions.
And Cohere's verifiable RREG approach becomes essential here.
Essential. The solution is multilingual command R plus Thirsch. It can ingest all these multilingual documents, often low-resource languages that commercial models really struggle with, and, crucially, draft decision memos with specific citations back to the source documents.
So it drastically reduces processing time while meeting that stringent OMB M2410 requirement for traceability.
It cuts the backlog while mitigating legal risk.
Okay, the second component is Homeland Security Investigations, or HSI.
HSI deals with staggering volumes of seized data in high-priority investigations. Fentanyl trafficking, human smuggling, child exploitation.
Traditional keyword search is laughably insufficient for finding latent connections there.
Completely. Cohere ReRank is the essential forensic tool here. It allows investigators to perform semantic searches across millions of documents and emails within a secure enclave, finding latent connections, behavioral patterns, and non-literal matches that keyword searches simply miss. It can accelerate investigations from months to days.
Who is the account executive pitching to at DHS? This is a technically savvy organization.
It is. They need to target Eric Heisen, the DHS CIO and CAIO, and Michael Boyce, the director of the AI Corps. This is not a political pitch. This has to be a technical pitch.
Focused on API latency, Python SDK integration, seamless containerization.
All of it. They are deeply skeptical of sales hype. They need deployable, demonstrable code and measurable performance increases, which ReRank delivers immediately.
Next up is the Department of Veterans Affairs, the VA high priority, as it operates the nation's largest integrated healthcare system.
The VA's primary initiative, driven by public accountability, is burden reduction, reducing documentation time for clinicians and reducing the claims backlog. The key personas are Charles Worthington, CTO and CAIO, and Dr. Gil Alterovitz, director of the National AI Institute.
The first use case is medical scribe and summarization. How is Cohere different from any other vendor in this highly competitive medical AI space?
The critical differentiator is trustworthy AI and patient privacy. While other models offer summarization of electronic health records or EHRs, Cohere's architecture, when deployed privately, guarantees that veteran health data, PHI, never leaves the VA's secure cloud environment.
Which is absolutely non-negotiable for adhering to HIPAA.
And the VA's own stringent, trustworthy AI framework. Sovereignty isn't just about the battlefield. It's about guaranteeing patient privacy and legal compliance in healthcare.
And circling back to the complexity of the paper trail, the VBA claims process.
That's where the power of the multimodal approach is unlocked. Veterans submit mountains of scanned paper records, often decades old, along with images supporting their benefits claims.
And Cohere embed three multimodal processes, those paper-based artifacts.
Including handwritten doctor's notes and faint ink diagrams, making them fully searchable and linkable to the digital EHRs and legal precedents. This dramatically accelerates the speed and accuracy of benefits claim adjudication.
A key mandate for the VA. Finally, in the civilian sector, we have the Department of State. Medium-high priority, but its unique global mission demands specific capabilities.
The State Department's mission is global diplomacy and intelligence analysis. Their key use case is multilingual open-source intelligence, or OSINT.
They're monitoring foreign press, diplomatic cables, social media in hundreds of languages globally.
And many of these are low-resource languages, languages with sparse digital text available for training. Cohere has superior performance in these low-resource languages, which is a known strength.
So this allows for real-time summarization, translation, and sentiment analysis.
Giving diplomats and analysts the essential edge in a world of complex, rapidly evolving global information. The key persona driving this is Dr. Matthew Gravis, the Chief Data and AI Officer.
That covers the federal space comprehensively. But the U.S. public sector also includes state, local, and education SLD. This market is massive, but highly fragmented. It requires a specific indirect strategy.
The SLED strategy has to focus entirely on first-mover states, the ones that set precedents and control the contract vehicles. The account executive just cannot afford to chase individual county contracts.
So California and Texas are the crucial high-leverage targets.
They are.
Let's start with the state of California. Critical priority. Governor Newsom's executive order N-1223 established sandbox environments for GenAI testing.
This is their way of vetting vendors, and the strategy here is counterintuitive. Do not sell direct.
You have to sell through the vendors who have already won the initial proof of concept contracts within the state sandbox.
Exactly. The target agency is the California Department of Technology, CDT, which controls the final vendor lists and standards.
So who are those vendors, and what are the active initiatives they need Cohere to power?
The vendors who have already won the contracts are the major systems integrators, Deloitte, Accenture, and Ignite Group. Cohere must ensure its models are powering their solutions in active initiatives like Caltrans for traffic mobility insights or CDTFA for tax code guidance.
Cal-HHS for language access.
The strategy is pure channel leverage. Make Cohere the required technology component in the CISA's solution stack.
Now, the state of Texas. High priority. They have an AI advisory council and specific mandatory contract vehicles.
Texas operates under much stricter procurement rules than California. Agencies must buy through the Department of Information Resources or DIR contracts. If you aren't on the DIR vehicle, you don't exist in the Texas market.
The critical vehicles are DIR-CPO-5163 and DIR-CPO-5148.
Right, so the strategic action is to partner with the contract holders, who basically act as the mandatory toll booth for the state.
Absolutely. Coherem has partnered deeply with contract holders like Curasoft and Worldwide Technology, or WWT. They are the gatekeepers. The account executive has to ensure Coherem's SKUs are prominently listed and promoted on these essential vehicles.
Selling in Texas is nearly impossible without leveraging these existing contract paths.
This brings us to the next crucial segment, the partner ecosystem, the force multipliers. In the public sector, you are only as strong as the contract vehicles and relationships of your systems integrators and distributors.
Let's break down the key SIs and their strategic alignment with Coherem's sovereign intelligence mission.
First, Oracle, or OCI, the native partner.
Coherem is Oracle's primary GenAI partner. OCI has deep entanglement in the DoD via the massive JWCC contract and the entire intelligence community. OCI is actively competing with Azure for hosting high-security data.
So the action plan is simple but critical.
It is. Equip Oracle government sales reps to position Coherem as the default and native choice for any customer already utilizing or moving to OCI. If you use OCI for your sovereign cloud environment, you use Coherem for your AI.
Booz Allen Hamilton, BAH, the defense and intelligence dominator.
BAH holds massive foundational AI analytics and zero trust contracts, notably the DoD's flagship security architecture, Thunderdome. They are acutely focused on deploying sovereign AI for classified missions on networks like SIPRNet.
So the action item is to pitch Coherem as the cognitive engine that processes intelligence within their Thunderdome Zero Trust architecture.
It moves Coherem from a model provider to an essential security component. The key contact there is Steve Eskovich.
Accenture Federal Services, AFS, the civilian scale partner.
AFS holds major contracts like DHS FirstSource 3 and focuses on high-volume, large-scale civilian deployments. Their chief AI officer is Denise Zhang. The action plan is to integrate Coherem into their intelligence service center offering.
The solution they sell to agencies like the IRS and TSA.
Exactly. For handling high-volume administrative tasks, processing forms, responding to basic inquiries, improving internal knowledge management.
GDIT, the digital accelerator.
GDIT focuses heavily on mission AI, especially regarding international collaboration. The key strategic area for them is their coalition partner environment work,
where allied nations need to rapidly share and translate intelligence and operational data.
And here, Coherem's superior performance and multilingual capabilities is the key differentiator. They need a model that can handle many languages securely. The key contact is Dave Vennergrund.
And finally, Palantir, the mission platform. We mentioned them with Maven.
Palantir is the dominant mission platform. They're often the seamless interface for analysts and warfighters. The action here isn't about selling Palantir a service. It's about deep technical integration with Palantir AIP.
To ensure Coherem is the preferred reasoning engine seamlessly deployed on classified networks.
Right. They need to integrate at the lowest API level so that when an analyst uses the Palantir interface to ask a complex question about classified data, Coherem is the model providing the traceable sourced answer.
That covers the SIs, but the ultimate financial gatekeeper for almost all federal and SLE procurement is the master distributor, Carahsoft.
They are the channel to scale. Carahsoft holds the vital purchasing vehicles, NASA's set VVI for federal and ASPO value point for state and local. Without being leveraged by Carahsoft, Coherem's reach is severely limited.
So what's the strategic action with this indispensable partner?
Deepen the relationship. Ensure the Carahsoft AI team understands the air gap differentiator better than any of the competitor salespeople. This allows Carahsoft, who controls a contract vehicle recommendation, to steer high-security on-premise requirements away from cloud-tethered competitors and directly toward Coherem.
And they should leverage Carahsoft's existing partnerships with governance tools like Trustable and Threat AI.
To bundle Coherem into a complete safe AI stack, offering a pre-vetted compliant solution ready for rapid ATO approval.
We've established the mission requirement, the compliant products, and the targets. Now let's confront the competition directly and define Coherem's unique selling proposition. What is the detailed competitive counter-strategy?
We have to address the two primary well-funded competitors, Azure OpenAI and Anthropic. We can't just say we're better. We have to explain why we fail them on their core value proposition for the government.
Okay, so against Azure OpenAI, Microsoft, the incumbent, what is the core counter-argument? I mean, if they are already integrated into the DoD via JWCC and have the government cloud, why isn't that enough to satisfy sovereignty?
That's the key point. The core counterargument must focus on vendor lock-in and true sovereignty. Microsoft is the incumbent, but building mission logic, the system prompts, the RAG pipelines, the custom fine-tuning on Azure OpenAI, locks that entire mission workflow into the Azure ecosystem.
So the account executive has to pose a challenging question to the buyer.
A very challenging question. Do you want a mission-critical model that relies on a constant external connection to a hyperscale cloud boundary, or one that you can own and operate entirely offline, separate from the cloud provider?
Because even if the instance is private, the intellectual property and the operational logic remain tied to the Azure boundary, and that reliance is the vulnerability.
Precisely. Cohere is cloud agnostic and guarantees offline ownership of the model weights. Reliance on Azure, even in a private instance, still subjects the agency to the operational policies and potential outages inherent in a hyperscale cloud environment. Cohere offers freedom from that structural reliance.
And against Anthropic's Claude, which is often positioned very strongly on safety, ethical alignment, and being a strong reasoning model.
The counterargument here is deployment flexibility and control. While Anthropic is a strong reasoning engine and often highlights its ethical alignment, it is primarily an API business. For the highest security needs, the IL6 and tactical workloads, the agency needs to own the model weights and control the entire deployment environment.
So Cohere allows deployment of the model weights inside the customer's own VPC on their private hardware.
On a tactical server. So Anthropic offers reasoning as a service, but Cohere offers reasoning as an owned asset. That's the distinction. That ability to physically host and control the weights, the entire intelligence engine, is the only path to true data sovereignty that Anthropic cannot currently match. For high-stakes, air-gapped missions, API access is a non-starter.
So, synthesizing everything we've discussed across all these demanding agencies and complex mandates, the path to success for Cohere lies in transcending the hype cycle.
Exactly. The government doesn't just need a better chatbot.
It needs a resilient, verifiable, and sovereign intelligence infrastructure.
That encapsulates the entire strategic imperative. By focusing on the hard problems, disconnected operations, classified data protection, and verifiable truthfulness, Cohere positions itself as the foundational layer that mitigates legal and operational risk, not just another vendor chasing pilot programs. They are selling the necessary architecture for national security.
That brings tremendous clarity. Let's end with a clear, prioritized action plan. Based on all the strategic sources we've reviewed, what are the prioritized final three steps for the new public sector account executive to execute immediately?
We have to summarize the critical three pillars of engagement.
First step.
Secure the edge. This means targeting the highest value, most difficult mission spaces where competitors fail on principle. Target the DoD CDAO AIRCC and the Army Project linchpin immediately with the offline tactical and swap value proposition. These wins set the national security standard and validate the sovereign thesis.
Second step.
Enable the civilian scale. This means engaging the high-volume, high-risk administrative sectors where M2410 is paramount. Engage the DHS AI Corps and the VA National AI Institute with a verifiable RAG and burden reduction narrative. Specifically, leverage Multilingual Command R+ for USCIS and Embed3 for the VBA claims backlog.
Solving political crises with compliant technology. And the third, essential step for scaling across federal and state lines.
Activate the channel. Empower the largest force multipliers. Oracle must be armed to position Cohere as the native GenAI layer for OCI. And crucially, Carahsoft must be educated and incentivized to sell Cohere as the sovereign alternative to Azure OpenAI, leveraging Cohere's unique air gap capability to win the most demanding on-premise and state-level tactical contracts.
This has been an incredibly detailed and, I think, necessary look at the public sector opportunity. It's clear that the underlying truth driving all of this is that the need for verified intelligence traceable back to the source data is permanently changing government procurement standards.
It's no longer about who has the flashiest large language model. It's about who can guarantee operational security, data sovereignty, and legal compliance when the mission demands zero compromise.
And if we leave you with one provocative thought to mull over, it is this. If the mission demands zero external connectivity and guaranteed operational continuity, if the data must live in a CSCI for on a submerged submarine, which technology vendor can truly promise that level of security and sovereignty backed by verifiable citations today?
The market has spoken. Sovereignty is the new baseline, and those who can deliver it will control the future of government intelligence.
Thank you for joining us for this deep dive. I'm Aiden Gomez.
And I'm Nikki Frost. We'll see you next time.